album is called Bye Bye Baby. The group is The Allergies. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. On the air, because we care, everywhere in the Steel City until 3 o'clock at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
100,000 beds would create more efficiencies and allow ICE agents to arrest more bad people on the street. And with us hiring at a massive rate, more boots on the ground, meaning arresting more criminals, which means we need more beds.
Orders are Tom Holman says he's eager to get more ICE detention centers running as the agency ramps up immigration arrests. What he's calling the Speedway Slammer plan for Indiana would add 1,000 beds, part of a state and federal partnership to add 80,000 migrant detention spots. A federal judge is halting construction of Florida's alligator Alcatraz for 2 weeks to determine if the work violates environmental laws. Meanwhile, a new report from Georgia Democratic Senator John Ossoff found hundreds of cases of human rights abuses at ICE detention centers nationwide, including mistreatment of children and pregnant women, sexual abuse, and denial of legal representation. This comes after three New York lawmakers were trapped inside an ICE center in Brooklyn. While attempting to visit the Metropolitan Detention Center, three Democratic members of Congress were themselves detained for about 45 minutes. During their visit, officials put the prison into lockdown, blocking them from touring or leaving the site. A separate report from the Prison Policy Initiative finds almost 60,000 migrants detained at the centers, but around 26,000 more are in local jails, typically brought in by the U.S. Marshals Service. Wanda Bertram with the Prison Justice Group says local government contracts with the marshals are being used to aid in mass arrests.
No matter what they have been used to do in the past, holding people who are awaiting trial for other federal crimes, they are currently being used, no doubt about it, to hold immigrants for trumped-up immigration-related crimes.
Most detained migrants have no criminal record and only face civil charges. ICE leadership says these cases would not have previously been treated as crimes. In line with efforts to run Washington, D.C. directly, President Donald Trump says he'll try to overturn the law granting home rule and take over the city's police, citing an attempted carjacking of a former administration employee. He says crime in the Capitol is out of control.
What a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
In fact, the number of violent crimes has fallen by a quarter in the last year, reaching a 30-year low. At the same time, the administration is pulling nearly $90 million from New York State's counterterrorism and public safety funding. Critics note this comes a week after four people were killed in a mass shooting in Midtown Manhattan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will take complete control of the Gaza Strip as a way to rid Palestine of Hamas's leadership, and according to the Times of India, the White House won't try to block it. Humanitarian groups charge Gaza is now in full-blown famine, and Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock says Netanyahu is weaponizing starvation.
It is wrong to starve children to death. It is wrong to starve people to death. Yet in this moment, we are witnessing a famine unfold among children and innocent men and women in Gaza, the world's largest open-air prison.
After delays and demands to work out deals, Trump's tariffs on all U.S. trading partners are in effect. With higher or lower exceptions for individual products, most imports from the European Union, Japan, and South Korea face a 15% import tax. Imports from Taiwan, Vietnam, and Bangladesh face 20% tariffs. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Gentlemen, Jay Thurber.
started with 2 o'clock hour, 208, much more music time. Thanks for spending a little bit of quality time with me, Jay Thurber. Here on Radio 9, I went past a sign on the way into the radio station today. It was on a business that said Tools Unlimited, and I said, that'd be a good name for the Trump administration, wouldn't it? But another good one would be Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Here's Cher on Radio 9. Independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a piece to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com.
Baby, I'm
sound of the Delcos here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Jay Thurber!
That's him.
Desert Bar Request.
Greg from McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He heard me play the Supremes in German, and he said, well, if you're going to play the Supremes, well, you ought to play the Fab Four, too. In honor of International Village next week in McKeesport, we'll be talking to someone from the Junior Tammies of Duquesne later on in this hour, so stay tuned. Here's Terry Stafford to sing Sospetto. Come on, you know this one. Sing along, okay? was Terry Stafford singing Suspicion in Italian. If we play any more foreign language songs like that, my gosh, ICE is going to show up here at the front door and send me back to where I came from. The good news is where I came from is Versailles-Boro, and hell, I can walk there.
Jay Thurber is sad. He's got a very sad no talent show, very low ratings.
Jay Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
Well, here they come now. We're going to check your weather next. We got more new music on the other side of that. From 1970, here's R.D. Taylor on Radio 9. Chime time. New music from Jess Grant coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. If you're listening to us on 88.3 WRCT, please stay tuned at 5 o'clock for Chop Shop. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop only on WRCT. If you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio at 5 o'clock. It's time for the Kristen and Amber Show. Kristen will be with us at International Village next week doing some of the reporting. So if you'll check in on the Tube City Online video feed next week, you get to see Kristen doing her thing, interviewing people at the McKeesport International Village. But otherwise, you'll just have to listen to her and Amber. They always have a good show every week. And it's coming up at 5 o'clock, only on Tube City Online Radio, the new sound of the Bond Valley. Every day, Pennsylvania's 66 conservation districts work to prevent pollution in Pennsylvania, but they can't do it alone. By taking a few simple steps, we can all make a difference. So if you're planting, plant native plants, because they need less water, and they attract pollinators. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees. And if you have a stream near your property, plant native plants along the stream to help prevent water pollution and flooding. Also, never mow the grass near the stream. For more information about conservation projects in our community, visit pacd.org. That's pacd.org. A message from the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
And the flowers and the trees.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Well, it's Hawaiian shirt night at the at PNC Park, and could be a good night to go see a baseball game. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 88. Clear overnight with a low of 63. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 89. Monday, sunny and hot, high 91. Tuesday, hot, high 93. Wednesday, chance of rain and a high of 89. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 84 right now in Washington. It's 82 in Butler. 90 in Beaver County. 90! 83 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 85 at WRCT. The new album is called Highway 99. This is new music from Jess Grant.
Sitting here in my Airbnb. Nobody here to accompany me. Mrs. Whistle, she had to stay home. She's with a cat, but I'm all alone. I got a view of the Frisco Bay. Came down by train.
Tamburitzen, what that means? We hear about the Tamburitzens and the Tammies, what that means? We're going to talk to the president of the Junior Tamburitzens in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Swing along with Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Snap.
what a happy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. You can't stop hopping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. The best is missed unless pop's around. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Insist that pop's the sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. Geese cackle, feathers tickle, bells buckle, beets pickle. Crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Snap says crackle, what a happy sound. Snap have crackle as pop's around. You may clap, cackle, feathers tickle, cereal's popping. Snap, crackle, pop, makes the world go round.
Thank you very large, sir. You're tuned. I have no idea what that was. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jay Thurber, and this is The Sound of Redbone on Radio 9. Yourself.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Bruce in the car on the West End Bridge called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. You say him, we play him on the big 900 in stereo.
You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young here on Radio 9. Captain Jack in Munhall called 412-385-7450. He noted that a little while ago I played 69 by the Irani's local band, and he said, do you know that the Irani's had a follow-up song called 11? I said, what's 11? He said, it's 69 for worms.
There are two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now, you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Turn on.
Is this upcoming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Renzihausen Park in McKeesport. InternationalVillage.info is the website. And it is a three-day festival. The gates open every day at 3 o'clock. It's a festival of food, of crafts, of dancing, of music from around the world. The entertainment on the main stage every night begins at 6 o'clock. Of course, there'll be fireworks on Tuesday. And a lot of people talk about the food there, that's what they want to go there and get the food. I personally, for me, International Village means music and dancing, and especially seeing young people in a lot of the traditional costumes of other countries. The Tamaritsans, almost synonymous with McKeesport International Village, the junior Tammies around the Pittsburgh area. Brock Balich is president of the junior Tammies Tammies of Duquesne. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, Jason.
The Junior Tammies of Duquesne, along with the Rankin Junior Tamburitzans, will be two of the groups performing on the main stage at International Village this week. How long have you been involved with the Junior Tammies?
I've been involved since I was 8 years old, roughly since 1986.
Okay. That goes back a couple years. And how did you come to get involved?
My parents, mainly. We grew up in the culture, and from a young age, they took us to various events and concerts and performances. And when we were of the right age, Duquesne Junior Tamburitzans was our local group geographically, so it just made sense to join. Members of our church were directors at the group at the time. And I spent my entire high school and youth career as a Junior Tammy before I went on to the Duquesne University Tamburitzans. Uh-huh. And shortly after graduating from there, I came back as an instructor for about 14 or 15 years. And then shortly after that, I was a parent of new Junior Tammies. And now I'm a board member.
Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tamburitzans of Duquesne. What is a Tamburitzan? What's a tambura, first of all? Like, maybe we should explain to folks.
Yeah, it's all kind of connected. Well, a tambura is an ancestral instrument that essentially has its earliest origination probably in Mesopotamia and Asia. And it's slowly become the ancestral instrument of long-necked lute instruments found in regions including the Balkans and throughout all parts of India. As it's moved to the Balkans, it was developed into what we know today as the tambura family of instruments, which have various sizes and uses to form a tambura ensemble. The name tamburitzan comes from the word tamburica, which in Croatian, a tamburica is the smallest diminutive form of the tambura. It essentially just means the smallest tambura.
Okay.
And tamburica with a Z is sort of the English version of that word. And here, there's where we get tamburitzan, one who plays the tamburica.
It's got a very distinctive sound. It kind of sounds like a very very loud, open-tuned guitar. And it's in that same family of stringed instruments with the banjo, with the guitar, with the fiddle, all of those.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of like a cross between a mandolin and a lute. There's various sizes, smaller ones, of course, that are high-pitched. Larger ones, like the brach or the basprim, are, more middle-ranged. But just like a symphony orchestra, there's also a cello and a bass tambura that are used for the same musical reasons. We also have a corded instrument called a contra or a bugaria that is tuned to an open chord, kind of like a tenor guitar.
Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tamburitzans of Duquesne. You're the Junior Tamburitzans of Duquesne, but where do the young people that are involved, where all do they come from to your group?
All over, truly all over Pittsburgh. As far out as Cannonsburg, to the east, to the North Hills, we really draw from all over.
And how many times a year do they get a chance to perform for an audience?
Oh, that varies. A couple times a year, for sure. We're pretty active in in the ethnic community. We perform at festivals and events. We do an annual concert in the spring every year. And we perform at picnics and other cultural events. Every year, the Croatian Fraternal Union hosts a Junior Tamburitzan Festival in some new location in the country we always travel to. Last summer, we traveled to Croatia for that festival and performed there at their Lisinski Hall.
Where does the music come from? Is it passed down from generation to generation? Do people research? Is new music being written? Where do the songs come from?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Much of it is just traditional folk music that's been passed down generation to generation. Some of it has been researched by ethnomusicologists and documented. A lot of it has a deep cultural and historical context to it, but many of it has been written within the last 100 years, and some is still being written today. It's a very vibrant music that's still evolving and with other genres, even as we speak.
Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tammies of Duquesne. They will be at McKee Sports International Village next week. What night will you be there, Brock?
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the main stage, I believe.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the main stage at International Village. Gates open there at 3 o'clock, internationalvillage.info. What ages are your kids that are participating in the Junior Tammies?
Oh, well, we take them as young as 5, all the way through seniors in high school. So they begin as early as 5 years old or so, kindergarten age.
Yeah.
It's never too late for older students to join, too. Many of the students who that have been my lifelong friends, I haven't met until they were joined the group later in high school years. But many of our students stay with us throughout their entire academic career, building lifelong friendships and strong connections with their heritage and learning about other cultures. But that said, if anyone is interested in joining or has a child, grandchild, niece, nephew, or even a ethnically inspired neighbor, we are having an open house Wednesday, August 27th at 7 p.m. at our rehearsal location, which is actually on the north side, 1430 Superior Avenue.
And do you have to be Croatian to be a Junior Tammy?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, just an interest in the music, the folk music of Eastern Europe.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. We try to cover a wide variety of cultures, but primarily we do center on Eastern Europe.
Brock, before I let you go, what do you like about McKee Sport International Village, and how many years have you been going there?
Oh, that's a longer story. I've been coming there since I was a young boy with my father. Our church used to run the Serbian booth there, and I would come with him in the days prior to help the men of our parish build the booth and then cut the grass of our around our booth. Sure. And then the booths next to us. I remember the ladies from the Ukrainian booth giving me pierogies when I cut the lawn, and then the Polish booth would they'd bribe me with food to just keep mowing. So really from a very young age, I remember spending all those 3 summer nights every year running around International Village. For sure.
You can learn more about the Junior Tamaritsans of Duquesne by going to juniortammies.org. You can see them Wednesday night at McKee Sports International Village. Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tammies of Duquesne. Brock, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you, Jason.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
on Radio 9. More music after this.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Sports and weather coming up after this.
So I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your charms. My heart said, eyes right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left,
right,
right,
left,
out of your heart. Oh, you were such a cute green, I really was impressed. You said of all the girls you knew that you liked me the best. I gave you all my kisses. Me up, up, up when you got back to town. But when you hit the city, all you did was look around. I caught you with a redhead, and baby, though you said you were barely warming up for me, I figured I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your charms. My heart said, eyes right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left,
right,
right,
out of your heart.
The telephone and said, now Susie dear,
oh, dear,
you're being mighty silly in believing all you hear. You know I love you only, so Susie save your breath. But since my name was Cindy Lou, I figured I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
left, right,
right, out of your charms. My heart said, eyes right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left,
right,
right,
left,
out of your heart. High low, high left.
Highly, high low, high up, 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 up. Highly, high low, high left.
Highly, high low, high left, up, up, up.
Highly, high low, high left.
That singing highly, rage low, of the atomic up, age, Miss Patty Page on Radio 9. We are going to shift paradigms without a clutch here in just a moment and bring you the Dropkick Murphys. How'd you come out of the, what other station comes out of Patty Page with the Dropkick Murphys? That's going to wind up this week's installment of the show. Don't forget, next week in the 1 o'clock hour, Daniel DeVizet, the author of the new book, The Blues Brothers, to talk about that book. He'll be our guest for the entire hour. We'll also be playing some Blues Brothers music, so you're not going to want to miss that because I feel like this is the right audience to talk about a book about the Blues Brothers.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates going to try to make it three in a row against the Cincinnati Reds today. They won last night by a score of 3-2. It's Pirates and Reds again tonight at PNC Park. It's the Hawaiian shirt giveaway night over at PNC. Elsewhere in the world of the major leagues, the Giants over the Nationals 5-0. Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 5-1. Diamondbacks over the Rockies 6-1. Big night last night. The first female umpire ever to work a regular season game in the major leagues, Jen Pawol, has made history. She was the first base umpire today for a first game of a split doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Steelers open their preseason in Jacksonville and take on the Jaguars, but none of the starters will be there. That includes Aaron Rodgers. Instead, Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson will be at QB for the black and gold.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for sunny skies the rest of the afternoon with a high of 88. Clear overnight, low 63. Sunny tomorrow, high 89. Monday, hot, sunny, high 91. Tuesday, hot, hazy, high 93. Right now, just ahead of much more music. It is 84 in Washington County, 90 in Beaver County. We're at 83 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 85 at WRCT. The Dropkick Murphys going to close out the program. Gears grind when we go to smooth, relaxing, and easy here in about a minute and a half.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing spells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. We'll see you at International Village next week. I'll be at the broadcast booth trying desperately to look competent. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.